little colored stones. Try to keep you warm. If you wanna know your mind, leave it all behind. There are things that are better left alone. So many questions out of your control. I don't wanna know how this is gonna end, 'cause it won't stop the rain from coming down again. And I don't need that superstition, fortune telling, future magical. I live a life unpredictable. I live a life unpredictable. Little leaves will form. Try to see the storm. If you wanna know your heart, lose it from the start. There are things that are better left alone. So many questions out of your control. I don't wanna know how this is gonna end, 'cause it won't stop the rain from coming down again. And I don't need that superstition, fortune telling, future magical. I live a life unpredictable. I live a life
是来自于易烊千玺的歌曲，有没有觉得很棒呢？感谢你锁定频道收听不只是声音，我依然是你的老友。想和你分享到的是，易烊千玺凭什么17岁就能受邀参加格莱美？这两天其实已经有曝光了，17岁的易烊千玺作为官方唯一邀请的嘉宾出席第60届格莱美的颁奖盛典现场。格莱美作为美国最大最权威的音乐颁奖典礼，是美国录音界与世界音乐界至高的奖项，相当于音乐界的奥斯卡。易烊千玺的受邀参加，代表世界音乐界对他的认可。今年刚刚发布新单曲《少年时期》的易烊千玺，17岁就能登上格莱美的盛典，让很多粉丝激动不已，更让网友刮目相看。17岁的你已经让27岁的我们赶不上步伐了，那么他凭什么呢？多数人对易烊千玺的印象可能都还只停留在跟着我左手右手一个慢动作的 TFBOYS 时代，而如今的他却做了很多与此前完全不同的事。比如2016年，易烊千玺荣获了第16届音乐风云榜年度盛典最受欢迎偶像、最受欢迎新偶像、最受欢迎综艺节目偶像三大奖项。7月，登上了《时尚芭莎》杂志的封面。2017年3月，出任中国儿童少年基金会爱心大使， 五月出任丹麦国家旅游形象代言人，而现场易烊千玺用英文致辞，我们可以听听看他在现场说了哪些。
Good morning, everyone. My name is 易烊千玺, a member of Ten Voice, an idol group in China. I'm very grateful to Mr. Peter Albeck Yu, Mayor of Austin, and Mr. Ian Olsen, CEO of Visit Denmark, for granting me the title of Danish Tourism Spokesman.In my early childhood, I loved the book Andersen's Fairy Tale so much that the dream of seeing the fairy tale kingdom was planted in my heart. This year is China-Denmark Tourism Year, and it's my great pleasure to have this opportunity to realize my dream by visiting Denmark to see this amazing dreamland. It's also my great honor to be chosen by Visit Denmark as Danish tourism spokesman. The food, feel, and customs here.Have always been attractive to me. As Danish tourism spokesman, I will do my best to get the beauty of Denmark across to China and bring back more Chinese tourists to Denmark to enjoy the charm of fairy tales kingdom. It's both a privilege and pleasure to speak and share with you. Thank you for listening.
哇，其实说实话，在听他这段英文的时候，自愧不如，我完全听不懂，但是足以能够证明他的英文水平非常溜。十月的时候呢，出任了世界卫生组织特别会议，在会上易烊千玺做了题为拥抱不同，用关爱消除歧视的英文演讲，依然是非常厉害的一段讲话。从这些内容当中，我们不难看出易烊千玺的英文在中国的同龄人中堪称不错，而后他发布了第一首全英文单曲 Nothing to Lose， 这首歌曲的风评都很不错，特别是发布之后强势登上了亚洲新歌榜，并持续霸榜。这首歌曲的制作人也是非常强大，请来了 Michael Jackson 的御用班底，可谓说制作班底非常强大的。作为给粉丝的献礼，这首歌曲近乎直白地向粉丝来宣告，在义无反顾的人生之路上，我们最终拥抱的并不是孤独，而是作为同伴的彼此。易烊千玺说，我想要通过努力在这个时代留下一个很厉害的痕迹。他还说过，困难是一个帅气的男人必须经历的。特别成熟吧，很多人觉得易烊千玺太幸运，但其实哪有什么年少成名都是百炼成钢吧。好，和你听到这首歌曲。节目之外，如果说想来跟我唠嗑和说话，可以在微信上搜寻不只是声音，回复悄悄话，你会有惊喜。一起来听歌，下期再见，拜拜。
Yeah, I know exactly what to do. You make these dreams come true. And you've been there through and through. So that's why I sing to you like I won't stop now.For you, I got a lot of things to prove it. I would travel to the moon if you'll be there with me too. Like, I won't stop now. I know, I want that crown.Stars, shooting for the stars. Ooh, ooh, we made it this far, we made it this far.